Yeah, well, well done. So much of this is about disruption. I've said this, it is about disrupting some of these elements. And evidently, neither of these men were on a radar. It doesn't seem they were the subject of any sort of ASIO surveillance. Our police reporter, Michelle Tavaniti, has been at this news conference at the police executive offices in the city, and she's on the line. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
Yeah, quite some revelations there from Catherine Byrne and also the AFP's Deputy Commissioner this morning.
That's right, and quite frightening if you think about it. Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne says that police believe that these two men were planning to carry out this terror attack yesterday. So it seems as though they've caught them literally hours before this may have happened. What they allege is that they were intending to harm or kill somebody with some knives that they found during this raid at Fairfield yesterday. As part of that search, they also searched seized an ISIL flag and a video where they allege one of the 24 or 25-year-olds was talking about carrying out this act. But as you mentioned there, they both were not on police radar in terms of terrorism-related offences. So they are really, a little bit concerned and hoping that people do come forward with public information so that they can stop these things before they happen.
And so in this case now, when they talk about an impending attack possibly yesterday, any indication as to where that information has come from, what led them to conduct these raids this morning?
Well, I did ask Catherine Byrne whether it was a public tip-off or where exactly they had got that information that, sprung them into action yesterday, and she wouldn't reveal their source. But she did, as I said, reiterate the importance of people, if they do feel a little bit funny about any information they may see on social media or just in terms of seeing people maybe on the street, to obviously contact police to stop any of these potential acts happening.
Did you give any indication of who these people are? One of the reports may suggest that one of those who's been charged is a Kuwaiti national.
She wouldn't go into any detail about the background of these two men. All we know is that they're 24, 25-year-olds arrested in Fairfield. So hopefully we will get more detail when they face court later today. They are due to appear at Fairfield local court on those terror-related offences.
All right, we'll see what happens once that court case is underway. And appreciate your time this morning, Michelle.